Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Dear friends, as we mentioned in the introduction, we celebrate today the second Sunday of Easter. And on this day, we celebrate the mercy of God. The gospel has a lot of many sides, but we just look at one. On the first day, when Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared to his disciples and all those who were with them. He breathed on them and gave them peace and sent them out to go. As the Father sent him, so was he sending his disciples and apostles to go and preach forgiveness. Forgiveness that will bring about healing to all around them. When they went out, they did so. And because of that, they were able to build a strong Christian community, of which we heard in the first reading. They were united together, forgiving one another, and living this forgiveness for all the people in Jerusalem to see, so they could preach the word of God with confidence. And it is their faith in the risen Lord that made them to be so united. Like them, we too are called to go out to preach the love and mercy of God. To forgive, we must be confident that God's mercy surrounds us. God's mercy is around every one of us and will help us to be healed. If we refuse to forgive, we carry the burden of not forgiving. We will be carrying the burden of those who have sinned against us, those who have wronged us. But the Lord says, despite the torture he went through, he has forgiven all those who tortured him, those who crucified him. We should learn from him to forgive as he forgives, and to have our life put in his hands, as it were, so that we will be able to live a simple life, a life free of the burden of sin. But if we refuse to forgive, if we carry on the heavy load of others' wrongdoings, we'll be frustrated in life. But that is not the type of life God has called us to. That we should come to believe in his Son who has forgiven, and because of that he has been made King of heaven and earth, and he has been made the Savior of the world, the one who brings salvation to everybody. We too should be sources of bringing salvation to other people. From us, the love and mercy of God should flow to the world. Today in our world, we want to see before we believe, like Thomas. But the Lord tells us, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. We should not, like Thomas, refuse to believe because we have not seen the Lord rising from the dead, because we have not seen him forgiving other people. But like all the other disciples who had not seen, the many people through the centuries who have not seen and yet have believed, and through them God has revealed himself to us, we should be able to believe like Faustina from Poland, who believed, a reverend sister, and because of her trust in the love and mercy of God, Jesus revealed himself to her, And, well, for those of you who know, you will see this image. So this image, that is the image of the divine mercy. When Jesus appeared to Faustina, he made her to draw something like this, to show the mercy that flows from the heart of God, the mercy that flows from Jesus to everybody. Once we are ready to forgive one another, that mercy flows in us to other people. If we refuse to forgive one another, we keep this mercy of God, precious gift, in our hearts. We don't make use of it, and we don't allow others to feel the presence of God in us. So as we go about our duties, let us remember, in his mercy, God has shown us great love. He has given us his own Son, so that those who believe in him may have life. If we refuse to show this love to other people by forgiving them, then we are bringing the world back into darkness. But from that darkness, Jesus has saved everybody.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.